Recently, Monona and La Crosse turned in signatures to hold referendums on U.S. troops in Iraq. In Monona, 457 signatures need to be verified. If they are, the Dane County community will cast an advisory vote asking citizens if the U.S. should bring all military personnel home from Iraq now. Each community has different wording on the ballot, but the purpose is the same, according to Joy First. She's with the Bring Our Troops Home Coalition.
You know, we're trying to bring democracy to Iraq, and it's really important that we have it here in the United States. And if the majority of people in the cities that are doing this referendum vote that they don't want the war to continue, that they want to bring the troops home, I think it sends a strong message to Washington.
President Bush has said he'll bring troops home only if conditions in Iraq permit it. Some in Congress want to know when soldiers will return. Those officials include Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold and Pennsylvania Democrat John Murtha, who previously supported the war. Lives lost and the cost of war are cited as reasons for those who support pulling out troops. Cost has also become an issue in local referendums on the war. In Madison, Deputy City Clerk Sharon Christensen says it will cost taxpayers an estimated $16,000 to have their say on whether troops should return.
Because the city of Madison does not have any offices on the ballot, there will be costs associated with having the referendum put there. There will be a prorated portion of the ballot itself, and then also we do need to pay the county for programming.
Madison would not have any costs for the April election if the referendum weren't on the ballot. Christensen says it's the only Madison item on a ballot generally filled with county and school board races. Some criticized the expense at a recent Common Council meeting, but those pushing the Bring Our Troops Home referendum say it's money well spent. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.